Welcome back. Artists at Warner Music Group now have another way of engaging with their fans and communities through Web3. The NFT platform Block Party has announced WMG as its first major label partnership, giving artists the ability to swap, trade, and sell their own NFTs. Juana Ruxandra, WMG Chief Digital Officer and Executive Vice President of Business Development, and Vladislav Ginsburg, Block Party CEO, join us now for more. Vladislav, I'll start with you on this one. How did this partnership come about, and why WMG for your first major label to work with?
First of all, thank you so much for having us and an opportunity to talk about this exciting partnership. The partnership came about, it's almost a year in the making. I think that Warner Music Group has always been at the forefront of innovation and technology for their artists. And so they reached out to us to learn about Web3 and learn about what we're doing in Web3. And I think that some of Block Party's initiatives resonated for Warner artists, specifically the ability to mint to multiple blockchains, some carbon neutral blockchains like Flow, as well as really the flexibility to express their creativity in whichever way they want to.
Juana, when we think about the artists that are going to be able to take advantage of this, talk about that relationship between WMG and the artist and who's going to initiate that conversation. Is it the artist coming to you and the team to say, hey, we'd really like to tap into the NFT landscape, or is it you creating the strategy and presenting it to the artist?
So it's a little bit of both, right? The space is so nuanced and it is emerging. It requires resources and time and effort. And the creation of real authentic storytelling through NFTs, through token projects. And so we're spending a lot of time with our artists, with Block Party, and with other experts in the space to really fundamentally understand what works and what doesn't, what we should be building, what we should be working on. And then we build with our artists. And so it's really a collaborative process. I'll say that the community is also a big piece of it, right? Understanding what our fans want, understanding what they're communicating as well. We're all over our Twitters, Discords, et cetera, to really get the sense of what the community is looking for from the artists and from engagement.
And Juana, I want to follow up on that and ask, you know, what kinds of projects, and I do realize this is early days, but what kinds of projects and NFTs are you seeing are really resonating with artists, fans, and communities? And are you finding that NFTs are coming naturally to many of your artists, or is this an ongoing educational process?
Yeah, it's definitely an ongoing educational process at this point. Some artists are really dug in. Some are trying to understand the pieces of the puzzle. I will say that it's variable what's working and what's not working. This world of Web3 and everything crypto and metaverse and NFTs and tokens is new. It's nascent. It's growing. It's something that we're building in and partnering in with amazing companies like Block Party. What we've seen resonate is the things that feel authentic. So if an artist is tapping into a platform where their audience actually isn't, if they're tapping into a space or dropping exploitative NFTs, things like that, that just don't feel right, don't feel relevant, then that's something that the community rejects. But the things that have done really well are the things that the community understands and the community feels like they're a part of and that they see real value in. They see real value in that connection and understanding how that connection will work with artists for the future.
Vladislav, walk us through the pricing strategy here. Everything from the sweet spot that artists may be looking to strike with their fan base on different offerings that they may bring to the platform. But then additionally for Block Party yourself, how the company is seeing its own profit model move forward as a result of partnerships like this.
Absolutely. It's a great question. When we enter into an artist's economy, we have to understand what their fans are about, what the culture is about with their fans, and the price points that are going to make their fans comfortable. So when we've worked with different Warner artists and coached them through what Web3 looks like for them, we're going to see how far reaching some of these initiatives are. Naturally, if we're doing something that is going to feel more like a concert poster 2.0 with a really broad distribution, we want to price it that way. We want to make sure that the average consumer is able to afford it. And we want to make sure it's accessible as humanly possible. We have other artists that are really willing to engage with their communities by offering exclusive experiences or really limited edition merchandise, really limited edition drops, As you can imagine, there are quite a number of Warner artists that have also have deep parallels into fashion and deep overlaps into other sort of verticals that we are also tapping into with NFTs. So in those cases where something is a little bit more exclusive, we might go the auction route and enable users to bid as high as they want to, or as far as the market demands. For a Block Party's profit structure, we really think about this as a platform where all creators can come create, but it's really professionals and amazing artists like Warner's that come on and really drive the majority of our profits. So it ends up being a little bit like the 80-20 rule, where the Warner artists that we have will really generate a great majority of our profits because the audiences and communities that they attract are just so broad.
Mm-hmm. Vladislav, a quick follow-up to that. The musician John Legend just announced yesterday, I believe, that he was launching his own NFT platform for artists called Our Song. How are you thinking about these potential other channels that artists could be embarking on? And why should artists be using Block Party for their NFTs rather than starting their own platforms?
Absolutely. I think that we always welcome folks like John Legend that are masters of their, you know, of their worlds and to build. But the question that we've been asking ourselves, and Block Party has been minting NFTs for 5 years. We're incumbents in the space. And I think Warner Music recognizes that we have the experience. So we, 5 years into our life cycle, are asking ourselves, what is the role of the platform in a market that values musicians selling directly to their fans? What's the role of the record label? What's the role of Warner? And we have a great answer to that. You know, we're helping to educate these artists. We're helping to educate their communities and allowing them to leverage great tools to impact their communities. Starting a marketplace from scratch, I mean, you're looking at years of iterating and building and getting it right. So we welcome as many new entrants to the space as possible because it grows just how many platforms can service the world. But for those of us that have been around for a while, we offer the experience and the know-how to grow into the space. So Awana mentioned that, you know, there are exploitive NFTs out there. There are problematic NFTs out there. And we are really focused on artist-driven storytelling.